The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Stop judging, that you may not be judged. For as you judge, so will you be judged. And the measure with which you measure will be measured out to you. Why do you notice the splinter in your brother's eye, but do not perceive the wooden beam in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, 'Let me remove that splinter from your eye,' while the wooden beam is in your eye? You hypocrite, remove the wooden beam from your eye first. Then you will see clearly to remove the splinter from your brother's eye." The Gospel of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, if we take this analogy literally for a moment, think of how much greater effort is involved, how much more demanding the labors to remove a beam from somewhere as opposed to a splinter. And then think of if you had to remove that beam splinter by splinter, what a trying process that would be. It would probably take years. My brothers and sisters, that's the exact way it typically is with our sins. It's this gradual growth. And we think, "Lord, come on, I've been fighting this for years. When are you going to set me free from this?" And we think, why do you allow this? "Lord, I want to be all yours. I don't want to do this anymore." And he permits it. What happens when we are finally delivered from a sin we've struggled with for many years? And we notice that sin in another. How lovingly and gently and patiently we would assist them to be delivered from that themselves. And that's what our Lord is getting at. He oftentimes permits us to struggle with our sins precisely so that we will become merciful. And until we become merciful, that struggle that we are facing has not accomplished its end. And so our Lord will not set us free from it until we become merciful as He is merciful. And so He allows that beam in our eyes as a gift of His grace so that we will be conformed to Him in and through it. We must remember that often we make light of our own sins and magnify those of others. And I close with this. I shared this quote a couple of weeks ago, but it's so fitting for today's gospel from St. Augustine. "Try to acquire the virtues you believe lacking in your brothers. Then you will no longer see their defects, for you yourself will no longer have them.